Track number 17, Ariosto Theatre. If you walk to the back of the Parmigiani Art Gallery and up Via dell'Aquila, you will find Reggio's synagogue. The entrance opens into a large hall, ending in a semi-elliptical space separated by a central area by Ionic columns. The building was opened in 1858 and was constructed on the site of a pre-existing temple built in the Jewish ghetto in 1627. Close by is the Spazio Gerra, a modern exhibition centre with a glass facade and floor and a corner staircase connecting the three floors. When it opened in 2007, the photographer Oliviero Toscani described it as an excellent place for peeping under ladies' skirts. Make your way back to Viale Allegri, which nowadays looks like a Parisian boulevard. It has Reggio's oldest theatre, once called Theatre of the Citadel, built in 1740 on a design by Antonio Cugini. It has been remodeled several times, most recently in 1927, when it was renamed after the writer Ludovico Ariosto. Much has been written about how passionate Reggio inhabitants are about this theatre. Stendhal himself wrote the following lines. People rush to it from surrounding towns. Curious folks stand in their carriages in the middle of the street. The hotels are all fully booked on the eve of performances, and when the performances are on, the city becomes deserted. All the passions, the doubts, the whole life of the city is concentrated in the hall of the theatre. The adventure begins, you might hear a pin drop. When it ends, there is a tremendous uproar, either a thunderous applause or unmerciful whistling.